Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.
The strange death of Kendrick Johnson in Georgia. That is unbelievable. And Ben Crump will tell us exactly what happened. But the latest is the family, they had an autopsy done. And when they exhumed the body, they discovered that newspapers were stuffed inside his body and his organs are missing. This is crazy. Ben Crump, good morning, man. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me, Roland, and thank you so much for being at the forefront on matters that matter to our community.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, Ben. Thank you so very much. And so for people who don't know, Kendrick Johnson, just let them know what happened that brought us to this point, because it is just strange how this young man ends up dead.
It is absolutely mind-boggling that this is a real-life murder mystery, and that's the tragedy of it, because it's not a fiction that his parents sent him to school with a book bag, and then the next day, Kendrick was returned to them in a body bag with the school and the medical examiner and the sheriff's department concluding that his death was an accident, because he climbed into a rolled-up wrestling mat trying to get a shoe that he dropped in the wrestling match, which is just ridiculous. It flies in the face of all common sense, especially when you consider that Kendrick was an exceptional athlete. He played basketball, on the football team, ran track. And to say that this young 17-year-old kid is going to get caught in a wrestling mat and die is just ridiculous. What happened? He was murdered. They're covering up his murder, and they know what happened, but they refuse to release the surveillance videotapes to tell us the truth of what happened to this young child.
What about all the bruises that were on his body?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. When you look at the pictures, it's the only thing I can even liken it to, Roland, is Emmett Till's face after he was lynched. I mean, it was unbelievable that this kid had blunt force trauma to his head in many places, and the medical examiner just seemed to overlook that and say the cause of death, we're going to call it suffocation instead of accident or death. And with this whole notion that, you know, his family had to dig him out the ground to have a second autopsy just to try to get simple justice, and the fact that now his organs are missing, his body was stuffed with newspaper to add insult to injury, and, oh, by the way, the clothes that he was wearing that probably had blood and DNA on it are also missing. On top of that, Roland, his fingernails are cut back, so if there was some hair or some skin on his fingernails, it's missing too. So that doesn't sound like this is all just a accident how it happened. We think somebody is intentionally trying to cover up the murder of Kendrick Johnson, and we're not going to stand for it, and that's why we're going to need you and the News One audience to cover this when nobody else will say something, because Kendrick was our child.
It's amazing. So explain this latest, organs being missing and the body stuffed with newspapers. The medical examiner saying, hey, man, out the funeral home. The funeral home saying, not on us. Now the state of Georgia, who looks into funeral homes, they're also investigating, correct?
They are. And what's significant about it is those organs was another piece of vital information that is objective that can help us show that he was murdered, and that this was not an accidental death due to him crawling in a wrestling mat. And just think about that for a second, how asinine that is, Roland. If he got shoes in a wrestling mat, why don't he just move the wrestling mat? Why is he going to climb up on top of a rolled-up wrestling mat and get down in it? Why wouldn't the wrestling mat fall over? It's just flies in the face of common sense. But the worst thing, I believe, that flies in the face of all common sense is the reason the sheriff's department is saying they won't give us the video surveillance, that is either going to do one of two things. It's either going to prove their story that Kendrick climbed up in a wrestling mat is to try to get a shoe, or it's going to prove somebody bought that wrestling mat in there with Kendrick's body rolled in that wrestling mat. Either way, that video surveillance is going to tell us, but they are saying because it is an academic record and that there is confidentiality for students, they're not going to give the video surveillance. And so you scratch your head and you say, well, hold on.
Right.
If Kendrick wasn't by himself and there were other students in the video frame when he was crawling in the wrestling mat and got stuck, well, why didn't other students help him?
I mean, Ben Crump. Ben, I got to go to a break right now, man. We're going to stay on top of this case. We'll have you back on. Keep us updated. It's an amazing, crazy case. Attorney Ben Crump, thanks a bunch. Give our best to his family.
The first step is to join the movement.
Begin to mobilize and move people to action now.
Step number two, roll out.
The way I roll is when you've shown one time you can do it, no excuses after that.
We're your centerpiece for Black Thoughts in America. It's News One Now with Roland Martin.